Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of the Nerdiest Podcast in the Midwest. Yes, that's right, a brand new episode. You don't have to go back in time and listen to episodes from like 2, 3, 4 years ago about shit that you already know about that we were already speculating. This is a brand new episode of the Midwestern Nerds Podcast. I am your host, Brian Stoffel, gladly joined once again by my co-host, my cohort, co-pilot, partner in crime,
K.O. Kyle Olson.
That's right. Like I said, we are the Midwestern Nerds. That's MIDWESTERNERDS. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Midwestern Nerds. We are the Midwestern Nerds Podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to MidwesternNerds@gmail.com. You can find and stream and listen to this podcast on, of course, the service that you're listening to it on right now, and any other place you can find a podcast. Yes, you still can find this podcast on there. Like I said, it is good to be back. It's been a long time. It's been a very long time. I was sitting down with Kyle before we started recording, and I was like, dude, it's been 7 months since we dropped a new episode. And in fact, our last episode that we dropped, you weren't even on it. I had Jazz over for my birthday.
Oh my God, that's right.
And we did the Arnold Schwarzenegger episode. So you weren't even on the last episode that we did. And I totally teased it as if we were coming back the next week. And then we just vanished for 7 months, to the point where I wouldn't be surprised if we've went from 7 faithful followers down to like 1 or 2 that like are still somehow, some way subscribed to this podcast and still get notified and give this a listen, because it's been a hot minute and it's been a crazy, chaotic, kind of whirlwind, earth shattering, life upending hot minute. Kyle, you started to go through some of your stuff not long before me. It was very shortly before.
Yeah.
Because I remember the last episode we recorded, you were like, hey man, like stuff's going on. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to like do this week to week for a while. I'll keep you posted. And then my fucking life just kind of blew up out of nowhere too.
Yeah.
Instead of just tiptoeing around it, we're family here at the Midwestern Nerds. I know people kind of cringe when they hear that at places like their jobs and whatnot, because, you know, I promise you this isn't culty talk, but I feel very comfortable talking with Kyle. I consider Kyle to be one of my best friends. I consider him to be so close of a best friend for me that though we're not related in blood, he's still my brother. So you're kind of just along for the conversation most of the time, but we're gonna invite you in. We're gonna, you know, give you a little peek at what's been going on. I feel like my story is like super fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't want to overshadow all the things that were going on with you, because your stuff was pretty intense too. So again, like I told you before we started recording, you can go as shallow or deep as you want to, but what's been going on the last 7 months, dude?
Yeah. So like Brian mentioned, I think I even mentioned to you, I think early back in the spring of last year, that I was like, hey, I might have to start looking for a second job just because my living conditions when I was still living down in Milwaukee. We'll get to that in a second. I was still living down in Milwaukee, and it was just I had to at some point get a second job. So I eventually found one and I started working in a movie theater, and that was on top of my already 40-hour job. I was working another 20+. So I was working 60+ hours a week on top of trying to do this podcast. And that in itself was still only just getting me by. So as I had just started at this job, I all of a sudden got an email at my main job that my same position up in Marshfield, Wisconsin, was available. And for those of you who don't know me, I don't think I've ever mentioned it on this podcast. I grew up in a little town of Tomahawk, Wisconsin, up in northern Wisconsin. And Marshfield's just about under an hour and a half away from Tomahawk, whereas Milwaukee's a good 3+ hour drive.
Ooh, that's like close to 4.
It's tough.
I believe that I mentioned this once or twice, but just to remind everybody, I grew up in Wittenberg, Wisconsin, which is like central. That's like 30 minutes from Marshfield, and Tomahawk is another like hour and a half.
Well, and that's and Wittenberg and Marshfield are both kind of like, they're out of the way. you have to exit off of two different highways to get to where you're going.
But the main point I was trying to make is I remember growing up in Wittenberg, we never went to Milwaukee because Milwaukee was a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if Milwaukee to Wittenberg is a 3-hour drive, and Wittenberg to Tomahawk is another like hour and a half, that's like a 4.5-hour drive.
with the straight through, But either way, what it came down to was the opportunity presented itself in so many different ways. It was a step up in the company because it's a bigger store, more established store. It would help me further my career. It moved me closer to home in a time where my sister has right now a 4-year-old niece, and she just literally a month ago had a son as well. So now I now have a niece and a nephew, not to mention my mom, dad, brother, sister all still live in or around Tomahawk. And I had to work a second job because I couldn't afford to live in Milwaukee. So it literally just became an opportunity of I can move to a cheaper place that's closer to home and it's going to further my career. So it just made too much sense. So I moved up to Marshfield. And I've been here since September, I think, and it took me 3 or 4 months, and I'm a little bit more financially stable. Not completely yet. I started going to a chiropractor because my back and my neck are messed up. And of course, right when all that stuff happens, you also need new tires on your fucking car. That, you know, just it's life. That's just how it works now.
Yep.
But that's what I went through. And it was so tough because all of my friends that I followed and then I made in college, we're just all so close and they all still live down in Milwaukee. And it was literally when I was talking to a counselor about it, it apparently moving creates the same type of mental strain that a loss in the family would create. So like it's literally a grieving process. And so I went through hell and back, moving to a new town, starting a new job and moving away from all my friends in literally a weekend. And so it's been tough, but now we're here. I'm up in Marshfield temporarily. Probably I'm probably going to move again. It's a weird situation that me and Brian will get into off air here, but nothing bad, actually. Like everything's actually pointing up and it's been good. I've spent a lot of time with family up here already, and being able to be at birthdays and just go home for a random dinner it's just been super cool. I haven't had to plan a weekend to go see my parents. It's been life changing. So it's all been good. It's just been a tough few months.
That's awesome to hear, though, that like things are on the upswing. Cause like I said, you're my brother, and I was worried for you a lot, like for a bit there, because I've mentioned on this podcast many times, but in case for some reason there's like a new random person stumbling upon this podcast at this episode, I lived in Milwaukee for a year. And I was in very similar circumstances of by myself, not being able to afford to live down there, working four jobs at once and still like calling home almost every month to be like, Mom, Dad, can you put some money in my bank account? Because I can't afford rent. And it's tough. And you lasted a long time down there on that. And I was to the point where after a year, I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
I genuinely, and if anyone's listening to this, and if I can give any advice out of this situation, I stayed too long. I stayed too long. I tried. There was a moment in the middle where I was asking my parents for money. And then there was a moment where I, in my head, thought that I had to make it on my own. So I started taking out private loans to pay rent and to just survive. But then those obviously catch up with you. My advice is to just fucking stay away from those private loans. They're awful. It put me in such a bad hole. If my parents didn't help me the way that they did, I would still be in that hole, and I probably would be for 5 to 6 years. Like, it was bad. I was paying $600 a paycheck on those bills just because they helped me once on rent. Like, it was that bad. So I definitely stayed way too long, and that's why when this opportunity presented itself, it was just way too perfect.
Again, I'm very happy, and I'm very excited to see, like, where you're going, the upswing of things. I know you said we'll talk more once we're done recording about all more future stuff, but yeah, I'm very happy to hear that, like, things are finally starting to look up. Like, even getting on this call with you today, like, it was like a whole new Kyle. It was just like, there were times where you'd hop on and you'd be like, hey, and like, I could tell that you were really trying to force the excitement and like the happiness, and like today it was exuberant and genuine, and
that's good. That is good.
It's fucking great.
Good.
That was all going on for you, like, end of June, mid-June. Because
I think I started, like, my second job in July or beginning of July, just around that, right after the 4th, I think it was.
Which was right around the time where my life just kind of, like I said, it imploded. For longtime listeners, you probably gathered, I was with somebody for a very long time, to the point where we were living together in a house. We had dogs together. Genuinely, you'd think, okay, like, next steps are coming. We had a pretty rough year and a half of just trying to, like, sort through things. And it was like, it's pretty close to the beginning of July when she just decided, I'm done. And 4 years together with somebody like that in and alone itself sucks. And then little did I know my life was gonna, like, turn into some sick, twisted, like, soap opera plot, like, reality TV drama bullshit. 2 weeks to the day after we broke up, she announced on Facebook that she had a new girlfriend. And then after the breakup, it was very, like, it was pretty cordial, and it was very much like, hey, I know you got to find a new place. Like, I know it's going to take a while. Like, take all the time you need. I know you're probably going to have to, like, save up money for, like, first and last month's rent, security deposit for wherever you're going to be going. Like, don't worry about the bills. Once I found that out, it got very, to use her words, toxic. Because I was being too toxic because I was very angry, as one should be finding something out like that. And then it quickly turned into, you need to find a place, like, now, or you need to start calling people to stay with them. And so I was having a really hard time finding a place that would fit in my budget, that I could get into sooner than later. Because this is mid-July, almost beginning of August. Most places are like, earliest we can get you in is like September, October. So I spent 2 months living in a basement, an unfinished basement, in the same house as her. Finally found a place, moved in September. I think I moved the weekend before you moved, because I think I texted you during that time.
I was like,
hey, I'm moving this weekend, like, just to kind of give you a heads up of what's going on. You're like, really? I'm moving next week. And I was like, what?
Yeah, because I moved, I think I, September 15th date comes to mind, I think.
Yeah. So I was in that house with her for 2 months. And then fast forward to Thanksgiving, I find out that they got married. So, like I said, my life literally got flipped upside down. I went from being with somebody that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with, that I was, you know, living with. We had the pets, the next natural steps would be marriage and kids and family and all that. And then I go from that to being on my own. And all of the stuff that you said about, like, your counselor just talking about moving,
yeah,
and that mental stroll, add all of that on top of it too. This girl that she was dating and now is married to was her personal trainer that she started going to back in March. So anybody can put two and two together and figure out that, all right, things have been going on at least since March, but you throw in a marriage in on top of that, that makes me think, oh, that's been going on probably even before March. Either that or I'll just, as you can probably hear, there's still quite a bit of anger. I'm trying to be cordial here because I don't know who's going to listen to this episode. Yeah. I don't know if, like, it's going to get, I don't want to cause more drama. I don't want to make more enemies. I'm just telling my side of the story.
Yes.
And I'm just kind of, you know, giving you the updates of why we haven't been doing a podcast in 7 months. Kyle, your stuff in and alone itself, that's understandable of like, hey, I need to take a break.
Yeah.
Me, I was to the point where things that I would usually go to for happiness, I was like, I don't even want to do this stuff anymore, let alone record a podcast week to week and try to like keep up with the current TV, yeah, movies and stuff to talk about on a podcast.
Well, and that's a good segue into, like, after I moved, it's still, I went through that grieving process, and I went through, God, I'm living in a new city, and I went through such a regret period of, like, why did I leave Milwaukee? All of my friends are down there. I miss the hell out of them. You know, I haven't really seen my family. Like, there was the time where I was still broke, so I wasn't traveling to see my family yet, and there's that period. And I know exactly what you're talking about too, because it's depression at the end of the day. There's a form of depression, and I'm pretty sure I have anxiety at this point too, because I had to leave work a couple times because I had some pretty severe anxiety attacks. And it is that weird thing where even the things that you know you're passionate about and that you love and that normally would be your comfort shows or your movies or whatever hobbies, those sometimes don't even help. And for us to, even if in September, the second, you know, at the end of September, if me and you were both like, okay, we moved, we could probably go back to podcasting now, it wouldn't have been good. Not to mention, there hasn't been a lot of content, let alone good content, that's come out of Marvel or DC recently. So, like, it sucked that we missed a lot of time, and it sucks that, God, it sucks. I didn't even know that full story. Yeah. Wow. I mean, but again, to go back to my original point here, depression and anxiety are a real thing. If you are going through them, please seek professional advice and help. I did, and it helps immensely. I've done it like 3 separate times now during hard times in my life, and it really does help, because without that help, you can spiral pretty quickly, and especially if unfortunately you end up in a situation where you're alone, it just... You need someone in your life. If you have family, I guess you don't necessarily need the professional help, but have someone in your life that you can talk to.
I'm still gonna push the professional.
You should still, yeah,
because yeah, I'm very grateful that I have my family that I do have that definitely helped me out a lot. I am grateful for the few friends that I knew that I could turn to afterwards. And I'm also grateful for people that I would consider more acquaintances before this breakup that are now really good friends that definitely like stepped up and were like, hey, whatever you need, whenever you need it, like we're here. And that's like so those cool. So I'm very grateful for all of the people that I've got in my life. That said though, like you still got your hard days and you still have, you know, your time by yourself where you're in your head and you've got your demons and even if you surround yourself with those people all the time, like, you still, you're not with them 24/7 like you are with yourself. So,
and the last thing I want to say on this, because I experienced this, unfortunately, just because other people are having either worse days or also bad days does not mean you're not having a bad day. I unfortunately experienced venting to a coworker at my new job, and they are the kind of person, I guess, that immediately tried to, like, oh, well, I've gone through this, or I've gone through something worse. And it's like, that's obviously not what I need to hear right now. I'm telling you about my situation. I'm sorry that you also went through that 5 years ago, but I'm currently going through that. So, like, I just need someone to, you know, there's no comparison. There's never a comparison when it comes to mental health. It's what you're going through. It's what you're feeling in the moment. Do not let someone say, I've had it worse, so you don't need to feel like you're going through something right now.
So, yeah, a little bit of heaviness to start this episode off. But, and I want to touch a little bit going back to before we move on, when you were talking about, like, yeah, the Marvel and DC stuff, like, hasn't been great. There hasn't been a whole lot to talk about. There's still been quite a few things that have come out that I even haven't caught up with. Like, we were going to talk about Secret Invasion.
Oh my God.
That
yeah.
That episode, we recorded it and we were only like through the first two episodes, I think, because that was all that was out at the time.
That's right.
And I don't remember how or why that never got out, but it didn't. But yeah. At the time, I was like two or three episodes in, and I was like, I don't know if I'm feeling this. But I was, as you all know now, I was going through some fucking shit where, like, yeah, I didn't really want to watch a mediocre Marvel show. I still haven't gone back to it.
I'm just now realizing I haven't seen the Marvels yet. Like, when it came out, I didn't have money to go see a new movie in the theater. And I just haven't gone back. I don't even know if it's on Disney Plus yet or not.
I saw today, actually, February 7th.
Oh, okay. So when it comes out, I'll absolutely watch it.
That was like the last Marvel thing that I did actually see.
That's kind
of
funny.
Out of all the things that, like, I haven't watched yet, that's like the one that I did. Because I actually found somebody who wanted to see it in the theater with me.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Hey. That's great.
That said, though, like, could I tell you 75% of what happened in that movie at this point? No, it was very forgettable.
I'll tell you what, it was a weird point in my life because I knew I didn't have money for it and I knew I wasn't getting it anytime soon. Literally the day that the movie dropped, I actually went out of my way to look at spoilers for the movie. I wanted to see how it ended and I wanted to see what kind of end credit scenes they did. And boy, were there end credit scenes.
There was, which I'm excited for if they actually do it. But with all the shakeups at Marvel freaking right now, who knows what's going to happen and what's not.
I think that one will be followed up on.
Haven't watched Secret Invasion yet. I've only watched two episodes of What If, which Kyle and I kind of talked about before we recorded. Ahsoka, never watched that.
Oh my God, me either.
Because I never caught up with Clone Wars. Which was my ultimate goal, was to first catch up with Clone Wars and Bad Batch first. And, yeah, never watched Ahsoka.
I watched the first episode. Why didn't I continue that? Oh, my God, yeah.
Going to Prime, Gen V and Invincible, haven't watched any of those.
Gen V, I didn't see. Invincible, I've only seen the first half because the second half isn't out yet. I think we're getting a release date soon. But the first half of Invincible, highly recommend, actually. Season 2, I should say.
And I'm sure there's others, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Netflix, I was telling Kyle, my ex was the one who had the Netflix account, and when we moved, I never got it back yet.
Yeah.
I was telling Kyle, I have Disney Plus and I have Apple TV because I keep forgetting to cancel Apple TV. And those are the only two streamers I have right now. And Disney Plus, I don't think I'm ever going to get rid of. Unless they get rid of Marvel, Star Wars, and now Doctor Who. Like, those are my three mains. Of course I'm going to keep it.
And those are not going away.
Yeah, and that's all I have right now. So I'm very behind in a lot of things, which is kind of also why haven't recorded an episode.
Yeah.
We'll come back full circle.
Yes.
We went deep zone right away in this episode. And if you're still with us at this point, the one or two faithfuls that are left that got the notification that, yes, there is a new Midwestern Nerds episode, thank you for sticking around this long.
Hello, everyone. Your friendly neighborhood podcasting host, Brian Stoffel, interrupting this program to inform you that you have reached the end of part one. Like Kyle and I usually do, we talk way too much, and instead of dropping a 2+ hour episode, I decided to break this up into chunks. So I thank you all for joining us in part one of this epic. We were the Midwestern Nerds. That's MIDWESTERNERDS. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Midwestern Nerds. We are the Midwestern Nerds podcast on Facebook. If you'd like to send us an email, you can send that to MidwesternNerds@gmail.com. You can find and stream and listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please remember to rate and review, share and subscribe, be kind, please rewind. All of these things help this podcast to continue to improve and grow and be the Midwestern Nerds podcast that you, the listener, want to listen to. Next week, tune in as Kyle and I talk about the already forgotten Marvel series that came out this year, Echo. For your Midwestern Nerds, I have been Brian Stoffel. My co-host has been KO Kyle Olson. And whether it's beer, brats, comics, or brand new episodes, keep it nerdy.